The Pontifical Mission Society in the United Kingdom relaunched its work throughout England and Wales this week, adopting a new name which it hopes will give new impetus to the vital work of supporting churches in some of the poorest countries of the world. Following a mass on Tuesday celebrated by the Nuncio to Great Britain, the four branches of the Mission Society rededicated their work with the new title Missio, stressing a unity of purpose in supporting the pastoral needs of churches in over 1,000 mission dioceses, mainly in Africa and Asia. Significantly, several European churches also use this same name, which will be officially adopted by the London-based organisations in September. Monsignor John Dale is National Director of Missio in England and Wales. He told me more about the purpose of this rededication and the work that the societies have been doing for over 70 years.
It's very, very significant for us. We're fortunate to have the Nuncio to come and celebrate Mass with us and to bless our new venture. And over the next few months before September, when we change absolutely, we've got that little bit of leeway to make it all very real for ourselves and our supporters.
Who are the majority of people who support the organisation at present?
Well, I think we're reflective of all the church, namely that we are in some areas a very aging population, but in others that's only part of the story. In others we're very new. We've got lots of people from Eastern Europe, from the Philippines, from East and West Africa, who are all providing fresh life and enthusiasm to our parish system.
Tell us a bit about the scope of Missio's work then. It reaches to many, many different countries, many, many different churches, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Through our worldwide network, we're in touch with all 1,064 mission dioceses in the church, largely in Africa and Asia, a few in dioceses in Latin America. But it's this church which is growing so fast and with such enthusiasm and vivacity in Africa and Asia that really calls out our sense of wanting to share with them in that new life.
So what kind of projects, what kind of work is your missionary society supporting?
Okay, it's basically everything that the local church wants in terms of church. So we support the bishop in his ministry, and he supports his priests, sisters, and lay leaders. We offer him whatever help we can. So we build churches and convents, dispensaries, presbyteries. Everything that the new church needs, we help with. And I suppose what makes us different from, say, development agencies is that we tend not to support projects like water pumps or feeding programs, or, you know, we tend not to deal with that. There's other aspects of the church life that deal with those.
So we'll
deal with the specific Catholic Christian faith dimension.
Tell us about some of these buildings, some of these places that you've seen with your own eyes where people have been supported, have received vital help from your organisation.
Well, just a few weeks ago, I was in India, in Hyderabad, and seeing the church there just growing so fast, and particularly among people who are ostracized and who are cast to the margins of society, the Dalits, the untouchables. And there we built, the church has helped to set up housing projects and building community centres where otherwise people were left in very impoverished state. We've helped with convents. Many of the religious orders in India are growing very quickly, and it's our privilege to be able to support them in their pastoral work.
You're providing this financial support to these churches in the developing countries. What are these churches, would you say, giving back to you, to your organisation, to the church in the UK as a whole?
Yeah, what they give back to us is a real sense of being a universal Catholic church, and we can't have that on our own. You know, you can't be universal when you're on your own. So they make us into a family. We need them far more than they need us.
You say that people support, right across the church in the UK, support the work of your organisation. How much has the current economic crisis, the financial downturn, how much has that affected your work?
Okay, that I can't say for the moment. I think if it's going to affect us, it will know towards the end of the year. At the moment, it seems as though people are still being very, very generous and we won't lose out. But it's not easy to say that. It's not easy to predict.
If anybody listening to the programme would like to support your work, to get in touch with you, what's the best way of doing that or to find out more about what Missio is doing?
Go to our website, www.missio.org.uk. And it's a wonderful website. There's lots of news there. There's prayer boards. There's indications as to where our money is spent and how best people can donate to the work.
Thanks there to Monsignor John Dale, National Director of Missio in England and Wales.